It's 4 minutes after the hour 5 and Radio Veritas 576 AM is where you at. And that was a lovely track by Beachcomber, and it's by Clive Richardson, played by Sydney Torch. Am I correct, Colin?
Yes, that's right.
Tell me, what is a beachcomber?
A beachcomber? Well, you asked me earlier what unfulfilled ambitions I had.
Yeah.
And I said to be in charge of the music at Westminster Cathedral.
Yes.
Also to drive a fire engine.
Which is going to happen.
Well, so you keep on saying, I believe it when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the idea of driving a fire engine through the traffic,
mm-hmm.
with all the traffic lights red.
Yes.
And I just drive through the red traffic lights. It's a boyhood ambition. And it's lasted with me. And a beachcomber, if ever I ended up on a desert island,
yeah,
that's what I would become, a beachcomber. I'd go around with a metal detector in the sand, hoping to find hidden treasure.
Wow, wow. Yeah. What would you do with the treasure, Colin?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to get back to civilization first, wouldn't I?
But I'm sure you'd sell it and give it all to Radio Veritas, right?
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely.
Great stuff. I'm going to open the lines, eh? I would like our listeners to get up close and personal with you,
ooh,
ask you any question. And unfortunately, there isn't anything that they can't ask, eh? So here we are.
No, they can ask whatever they like.
All right. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS me on 41809. What are your impressions? What are your reactions? You've heard Collins on Radio Veritas. You've listened to his programs on a Sunday. And perhaps this is the time that we say to Collins, thank you very much for your generosity and your contribution to Radio Veritas. You are what we call our Catholic pride. Good afternoon. You are live on Radio Veritas. Okay, I think I took that too quickly. Let's try and get that again. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, Earl?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. Colin, I just want to pay a huge compliment. Oh. I enjoy your show quite a lot. So especially the reading from Sunday. I'm a proclaimer, so I take notes
before
I go into church. So it's quite useful.
I'm glad. I'm glad. You know, I sit here on a Sunday morning in the studio. I'm the only person in the building. I have no controllers with me or producers or anything. And I don't even know if anybody's listening.
No, so, we do. So me and my kids always debate around how you look. So I'll find a photo of you. Everybody's imagining you differently.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. I'm going to take a picture of Colin and myself in studio right now. And it will be on our social media page. Then you have an idea of what Colin looks like. And
that would be great. Thank you.
Not only that, but hang on. Then you can rate him, hey? Great stuff. Thank you very much.
Thanks for an awesome show. Thanks.
Great stuff. Have a good afternoon. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Father. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. I'm very glad to have this opportunity. My name is Malcolm Chalmers, and a voice from the past for Colin, because yes. I seem to remember singing many years ago when he was conducting the Bath Choir. I was lucky enough to do some of the tenor solo work with him at that time when he was conducting. I don't suppose you remember those days, Colin, do you?
I do remember, Malcolm. It's so good to hear from you.
Well, it's lovely to hear your voice again. And if I may, wearing my hat as the chairman of the local branch of the Royal School of Church Music, just say how much we appreciate that you keep playing music on the radio in the morning on Sundays that take us back to sort of, those programs that you mentioned earlier that were done by Roger O'Hogan. So
that's
Come
right.
Let Us Sing carries on for us, which is great stuff.
Oh, I'm glad. It's wonderful for me to hear that. As I say, I sit here in the studio. I don't know if anybody is listening. for me, as I said earlier in the program, it's an act of worship, and doing that little half-hour slot is the sort of the center, the cherry on the top, as it were.
Well, it's very helpful to a number of us because, as you know, many of us have to get up early on Sundays to provide music in parish churches and so on.
Right.
So it's
that's
good to have someone hard at it giving us some inspiration before we get to warming the choir up on a Sunday.
Wow, yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Chalmers.
It's a pleasure. God bless and keep up the good work. Thank you,
Malcolm. It's good to hear from you.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Thank you.
Great
stuff.
Bye now.
You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Father. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, my Beatrice?
I'm okay. Why do people call my name. I didn't want Colin to hear that news, Sophie, because he's going to laugh.
Why am I going to laugh?
Ah?
Because you always laugh.
You, who I call, you see now, you know who's talking. I wanted to take you by surprise.
You always take me by surprise.
May Beatrice.
You know, Colin,
yeah?
What that lady said, that she was imagining how you look like. I was also thinking about the same. Always when I call, I say, when people say, father, 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 you just keep quiet. You don't even say, no, I'm not father.
That's right. Well, you know, it's people phone in here every day, and you should hear the names they call Father Emil. He's called.
But you know what you should do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before you talk, you must tell them, remind them that I'm not a priest.
Oh. May Beatrice, thank you very much.
I know you
want to see what Collins looks like. If anyone wants to see what Collins looks like, follow me on Twitter, it's OP Brian, and follow me on Facebook, it's Brian Mhlanga, and you will see what Collins looks like. And you can follow us on Radio Veritas SA, and you will see Collins and myself in studio, okay?
But I was just asking a question, is he fed?
No, I can't tell you. Just go to our social media. Whether Collins unomkhaba kana umkhaba uhlakubona on. Thank you very much. Have a good afternoon, hey.
But I must just warn you that when you listen to a person's voice, you form a mental picture.
I know.
And when you see the actual picture, it doesn't look like anything you thought of.
People get very disappointed when they see us.
I know, they will get disappointed, yes.
Well, speak for yourself. Good afternoon, you live on Radio Veritas.
Good afternoon, Father. My name is Thomas Reddy.
Hi, Thomas.
Firstly, a picture tells 1,000 words, okay? secondly, Colin, it's Thomas Reddy. I normally phone in and be deputy guy.
You do, Father. I know, yes.
I just want to say to you that especially makes the morning, eh? When you're on the air in the morning, your joy that comes across on the radio.
Oh, that's lovely.
Specifically, which I think you're wonderful. You know, it really gladdens one's heart. Eh?
I'm
very grateful for that, eh? For you and obviously all the people, the radio. Very just that you give of yourself unselfishly. Eh?
Well, Thomas, I'm very glad you're saying that, because Khanya is actually in the studio with me at the moment. And it means a lot. A little thing like that, if people phone in and I say, I think you're wonderful, and it means that much.
Collins, today we are telling you you're wonderful.
Yes, definitely. I concur 100%.
Oh,
you are very, very wonderful.
Thank you, Thomas.
And you mean a lot to all the people, especially the Catholics on the East End as well, to myself and my family, eh?
Oh, that's
you mean
good.
A hell of a lot to us, eh?
Oh,
and we appreciate
good.
You.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you, Thomas.
Wow. Have a blessed day and a great weekend, Colin.
And you too, and thank you for phoning.
Thank you very much, Thomas, and thanks for those kind words. Collins, how do you feel after hearing all these comments?
I'm blushing, can't you see?
I can see you're blushing, and I never thought I would live to see this day where you would blush and where you would actually be having a little bit of a teardrop in your eye. And
well, it is. It's moving. It's moving. You know, all I've ever wanted out of life is to be able to reach people through music.
Mm.
It doesn't matter whether it's in a school classroom or in front of a cathedral choir in England or in front of the Johannesburg Bach Choir or in front of an orchestra.
Mm.
All I've wanted is to reach people through my music.
Wow.
And if I'm doing that, I've achieved all I ever wanted to achieve. You can keep your fire engines in your desert islands.
You are getting that fire engine before the end of this year, Colin. And Colin, I actually wanted to play something for you, but anyhow, we'll play it after this. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's Margaret Clark. Yeah?
Oh, Margaret, how are you?
Colin knows who I am. Now he's my favorite. He knows I listen to him always. And we thank you so much, Colin.
Oh, well, bless you, Margaret. It means a lot.
And you know, when you and Khanya are on together, you just compliment one another so much.
Well, we get on well and we enjoy working together.
Actually, your music as well, for Colin, you're very similar. So it's beautiful to listen to you both. And I remember you as a young man, well, a younger person. Didn't say a young man, but a younger person seeing you on TV.
Wow.
So I know what you look like when you were young, but I don't know what you look like anymore. So I look forward to seeing this picture of you and Father Graham.
I tell you what, Margaret, I look just the same. It's just a bit thinner on top and a little bit grey.
Mm, and with a nice haircut. He was just at the hairdresser a few days ago, so we will be sending you his pictures. I want everybody to go onto our social media. It's Radio Veritas SA on Facebook.
We will. Father Brown, I just want to say one other thing. You know, the empathy that Colin has got for children comes through on his voice through the radio.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Secondly, if you ever cut his program, I think you will have all the old ladies, all the old men, all the old people toying in front of you.
Oh, we're used to that. But anyhow, have a good weekend, hey?
You're not used to seeing old ladies toy.
I would love to see you flip all your dukes and your scarves toying at Radio Veritas.
Father, I've seen you. I was with the Dominican. Remember you the other day when you gave a speech on your life? I was right there listening to you. I was right in front watching you.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, thank you very much.
All
right,
yes. Father. Thank you very much. And thank you, Colin, once again.
Bless you, Margaret. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hello, Brian. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm good, thank you. This is Jackie Lipinga from Pretoria.
Yes, Jackie, talk to us.
I just want to share my sentiments, and I say I agree with all the callers that have really called. Colin, you are really spicing up the shows, all of the shows, and there's nothing as humbling as hearing your profound, matured voice when you say, and I think you're wonderful.
Oh. Isn't that
lovely? Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Jackie.
Happy birthdays. You know, when you come with that very matured voice with power and authority.
Oh, great.
Continuing doing the great job that you are doing. It's really awesome. You are indeed wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you very much, Father. Thank you very much, Colin.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Doctor.
Colin, I've got a surprise for you. Oh. Okay. And this is from my heart to your heart.
Right.
And don't cry. And no tissues. And I want you to hold yourself together. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is for you. Listen to this.
I think you're wonderful. When somebody says that to me,
bum, 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 bum.
I feel wonderful. As wonderful. It makes me want to say the same thing to somebody new.
Come on, give me some voice.
And by the way, I've been meaning
to say,
I think you're wonderful too.
Bum, 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 bum.
And by the way, I've been meaning
to say, I think you're wonderful too.
Colin, you are wonderful, and that's why you're sitting on the show this afternoon.
I'm very touched by that. Now, while that was playing, I was thinking there are two things I would like done at my funeral.
Okay. Tell me. By the way, I've got a reputation of organizing funerals. I've organized most of our senior brothers' funerals.
Right. I'm glad about that, because one is that as the coffin is being taken out of the church,
mm-hmm.
I would like proficiscere Anima Christiana.
All right.
From The Dream of Gerontius. Go forth, Christian soul. I'd like that to be said by the officiating priest.
All right.
And then after that, mm-hmm. they can play this music.
Okay.
I think you're wonderful.
I promise you. And if I don't, you should haunt me the rest
I will,
of your
yes.
life. I definitely, and I'll make sure that we do that, okay? If I'm still alive, and if you go before me, I'll tell you what to do on my funeral.
All right.
You love on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father. It's Mahadi. How are you?
Mahadi, how are you?
I'm great. I couldn't let this one go. I really, really, really would like to say that I, as a person, have learned so much from Colin. He's extremely professional, and he's extremely good at what he does.
Mm-hmm. And you're both newsreaders. So what would you say to your fellow newsreader, Mahadi?
Oh, wow. I'm taking notes. I am really, you know, Colin is one of the best in the country.
Oh,
that
yes.
I must say.
Most definitely.
And we are learning from him. And really just to say a big thank you for everything that he does and for everything that he's always going to do for us.
Mahadi, that means so much to me. Father said to me a little while ago, I don't want any tears, I don't want any tissues, but I'm going to take out my tissues now.
Wow.
But
thank
I really
you.
Have to say thank you to you, Colin. And believe me, a whole lot of us are learning and we are walking in your footsteps.
Thank you, Mahadi. That means a great deal to me.
You are welcome.
Thank you, Mahadi.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father Brian.
Good afternoon, Harriet. How are you?
I am fine. I just want to tell Colin he can speak Afrikaans. Let him speak a little bit Afrikaans. He's good in Afrikaans.
Harriet, I did Afrikaans at school.
Colin, you can Afrikaans. If you stand for me, it's Priscilla.
Yeah, this is Priscilla. Actually.
Oh, I thought it was Harriet.
No, it's Priscilla. But Priscilla, I did Afrikaans at school, and I think I got a B in matric for Afrikaans. Oh, we lost her.
But Collins, really, this is why we brought you this afternoon. We are here to celebrate you. And I've often said to the staff here at Radio Veritas, we should celebrate one another.
Yeah.
We should acknowledge one another.
Oh, yes.
I would hate to bring a bouquet of flowers to your graveyard and on top of your coffin when I have the chance now to celebrate you and to tell you that you are wonderful, and that's why we're celebrating you now. But not only are we celebrating you, but we are saying thank you, Collins, for all the good work that you do in all that cold of winter. In all, you're faithful, you're here at Radio Veritas, and as you've heard from even your morning team, you inspire people without you realizing it. And this is what this show is about. It's saying thank you, and we're telling you that, Collins, we love you, and you are loved by us here at Radio Veritas.
I know that.
You're part of this family.
I'm so aware of that.
And I'm so making that fire engine of yours happen. And I'm up. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father Brian.
Good afternoon, man.
It's Harriet from Pretoria.
I knew it, Ray Harriet.
There we are.
You would not let me down.
Father, I'd like to tell Colin this.
Yeah.
We so appreciate the morning talk too. And the readings, especially before going to Mass, then it gives us a chance to meditate on that. And I'd like to say, Colin, that woman who said you must tell people that you are not a priest, you should have told her that by right of baptism, we are all priests.
Wow.
So you are priests in your own right.
Yes. Wow. Thank you, Harriet. And Harriet, what would you like to whisper in Colin's ear now?
I beg your pardon?
What would you like to whisper in Colin's ear now? Whisper something sweet to Colin.
Colin, may God grant you the grace to go on and on.
You are
a ray of light and a breath of fresh air for us. Especially I never miss Sunday morning starting with the Mass. The rosary, God bless you abundantly.
Thank you. Thank you, Harriet, and bless you too.
Thank you, Father.
I do have a listener on a Sunday morning.
You do, actually. And even I was even surprised that we... Sometimes I also feel like you were, I think. I'm talking into the thing.
Yes, is anybody out there?
Yes, I feel like sometimes... You know, it's called... That's that graveyard mentality.
I know.
You think you're the only one.
That's
in the
right. That's right.
And, I'm very, very, very humbled by the response we've got. Let's take this last caller and hear what they have to say. Good afternoon, you're live on Radio Veritas.
Good afternoon, Father Brian. How are you?
I'm blessed, my sister. How are you?
I am highly blessed and highly favored. Oh, it's such a privilege and an honor for me. For me to say something about Colin. Colin is somebody that belongs in the morning, the early morning show. That we look, get up in the morning, and we look forward to hear him. Him and Hanya are a match made in heaven. They make our day. honestly.
That's lovely to hear. I sometimes wish that I was made to get up in the middle of the day, not early in the morning.
Collins, why don't we get you for the afternoon show?
But you are an early bird, Colin, and you make our whole day.
Oh, that's
good. And I am so grateful to God for you, honestly. Oh,
that you see, this is the sort of thing that we don't get in the studio.
Mm.
If you're doing you're doing your job of work, yet mind you, it's more than a job of work. But you sit here doing your thing in the studio. Mm. You don't know the effect you're having on the people.
It's true.
But I always used to say when I was teaching, if I could teach one child one thing a day, then I was a success. And I feel the same in broadcasting.
Mm.
If you can reach one listener a day,
yes,
then you've achieved what you set out to achieve. So I do appreciate your comments very much.
Yes.
And then another thing I like about you, when you say, when they ask, how are you? You say, I'm on top of the world. I have stolen this. I tell everybody I'm on top of the world, looking down on creation.
Wow, top of the world, looking down. Thank you very much, and you have a blessed weekend, eh?
You too, Father Brian. Lord be with you.
Amen.
Thank you for this opportunity.
You're most welcome, hey?
Bless you.
Bye.
It's 25 minutes after the hour 5, and it's Radio Veritas 576 AM, and it's Changing Gear with me, Father Brian, and I've been on top of the world with Colin York. Colin, unfortunately, we're coming to the end of the show. What would you like to say to our listeners? Any parting words for our listeners?
I love it when they phone in the morning and call me Father.
Father York.
And I haven't the heart to disillusion them. And of course, you're working against the clock. You haven't got the time anyway.
Mm.
But it just makes me feel special.
I know. You are a special person, Colin. Right. And again, I'll repeat myself. And I'd like to say this on air and on national radio, to say thank you very much, Colin, for all that you are to all of us here at Radio Veritas. We salute you. We love you. And we thank you for all your contribution. And it's because of people like you that we actually are very proud to be identified as proudly Catholic. And you are our Catholic pride for March the 10th. And I would like to say to our listeners, please. All right. We've just posted Colin York's pictures on Facebook. And we've got a comment from Mole Boheng, who is saying, now that is more I like. I have a picture of him, wisdom personified. Thank you very much. And please follow us on Facebook. It's Radio Veritas SA. And you can comment, and let's continue the conversation. Let's continue paying tribute to our Catholic pride of the week, Colin York. Let's celebrate him, and go and check his pictures out, and you'll see us in studio. From myself, from Spiwe, Tiso, and Colin York, who was actually feeding in the news desk this afternoon, may God's light always be upon you. Thank you. To all those who are traveling to Ngome tomorrow, be safe and do not speed, and pray for all of us.
Thank you, Father, very much for having me. I'm very touched. I can't say how much.
One day you will tell me how much when I bring that engine.
When you bring the fire engine,
exactly.
I'll take you with me.
Great stuff. I'll come in my Dominican habit.
All right. Yeah, even better.
Great stuff. Be blessed.